Hi, this is Mike Vernon, and you're listening to Dave Raven on the award-winning Raven and Blues.
Catch that last bit, Shakura. What did you say there? Lord have mercy, and I didn't something or other. Shakura Saida opening up the Raven and the Blues on vocals with the band The Saturday Night Fish Fry, and an album I keep returning to like a dog returns to something dead. It's two volumes, just been released this year, or reissued this year, volumes 1 and volumes 2. That's from volume 1, and poor old me, Lord have mercy. I rarely say it. Anyway, my name's Dave Raven, and welcome to the Raven and the Blues, and I rarely say, how are you? Hope your week's gone well. It's been a week of ups and downs and goods and bads for me this week. Easter Monday, I was going to say a good friend. Can you have a good friend you've never met? We'll talk about him a bit later on, but a good friend died. And all kind of other things happened through the week, but I hope that, as the therapists would say, you're in a good place, and looking forward to an hour of fine blues. I'm indebted to Ian Patience for this because he gave me the link. It's an album which is coming out in July of this year, and already quite a few DJs have got hold of it, and every one of them, without exception, is going, it's the album of the year, it's the album of the year. I tend to agree with them. I think it probably is. They're both, I'll say nothing more. It's Taj Mahal and Kev Mo together. The album is called Tejmo, or Tajmo. It will be when it's released in the summer. Here they are with Shake Me In Your Arms.
to hear no blues. And your food is on the table, cooling off inside. And the bedroom door is open wide. Don't wanna argue, fuss or fight. Just shake me in your arms tonight.
Deserve a break, and that's the reason why your food is on the table, cooling off inside, and the bedroom door is open and wide. Don't wanna argue, fuss or fight. Just shake me in your arms tonight, yeah. So come on and take your baby. Don't wanna argue, fuss or fight. Just shake me in your
gentlemen, boys and girls, on a scale of 1 to 10, how fine is that? 11, I know. The album's due in the summer. The album of the year for many of us already. Taj Mahal and Kev Mo together. The album Taj Mo. And it's a track called Shake Me In Your Arms. Dedicate that to Ian Patience, who gave me the link. And also to Kevin Beale, who's in hospital at present. And he in hospital, has been saying it's the album of the year. Kevin, I last met him in Broadstairs in February, and his health hasn't been good this last year or so. And it was kind of concerned that it was cancer. And in Broadstairs, he was sort of preparing for the operation where they would hopefully find out. He's had cameras up every orifice many times. Hope you don't mind me sharing, Kevin. Anyway, as I speak now, he's in hospital on solid foods. The operation has been a success. He's lost 25 pounds of ugly fat at the same time. And he's on the mend, and I'm so pleased. One person who didn't win his fight is a person who I never met, Barry Marshall Everett. He's everywhere you sort of research and do any work in the UK blues, his name appears. He was promoter, he was the sound man at the Borderline Club and many other clubs. He was a good friend of John Lee Hooker. There were so many things he's done over, and he never bragged about it online or anything. I was never lucky enough to meet him, but the outpouring of grief on his death on Easter Monday has been a testament to how popular he was. People rave about the National Health Service in the UK and about how our health service is wonderful, free at the point of use and all that kind of stuff. And it is when it works. When it doesn't work, it can go terribly wrong, as it did for Barry. I think at one stage, the doctors, when the cancer was at an early stage, said, it's not cancer, just go home and wear looser underpants, something like that. Quite horrific. There's a lot of information about him on the internet. If you want to learn more, you can do so. His wife, Bex, fabulous lady, has been to the boat and did a session, and I'm going to feature her now with a track called Barry's Song.
Beautiful man, sentimental soul, a gentleman cowboy, a badass rock and roll. Spends his life on the borderline, he's a gunner at heart. He keeps it all ticking over, he hates the clock alarm. He says, I've never been so drawn to jamming on the porch lids. Cut away the devil, babe, throw away the porn. Cause Barry is the one I do declare. Barry is the one I would, I swear. Barry is the one we come a long, long way. Barry is the one I'm gonna marry one day. A Marlboro man silhouette, he loves everyone he's met. First things first though, a coffee cigarette. He's like a rhino on the radio, he misses his mom. His voice is spoken, his voice is sung. He says, you know what, babe, I'm a lucky man. Well, I'm never gonna bet him in a poker hand. Now he thinks he's having all the fun, but I know I'm the lucky one. Cause Barry is the one I do declare. Barry is the one I will, I swear. Barry is the one we've come a long, long way. Barry is the one I'm gonna marry one day. And the first time I saw him naked, he wore nothing but a pair of cowboy boots. He's a passionate guy, oh my, he loves Americana roots. He's got a small scar on his cheekbone, he's never worn a wedding ring. He's a Scorpio male, his tail's gotta stay. Barry is the one a long, long way. Barry is the one I'm gonna marry today. Barry is the one, and I love him so. Barry, I'm never gonna let you go. Barry is the one, we got no regrets. And now I'm Mrs. Marshall Everett.
Yeah. Bex Marshall, Mrs. Marshall Everett. With Barry's song, paying tribute. And the words in there, I think, sum up the calibre of the man I wish I'd met. He had a crowdfunding operation to try and raise money to send him originally to the States, but I think the doctors there had said it would cost about $200,000 with the treatment that may save him. And he had organised a crowdfunding for that. Of course, in the end, that didn't happen. And so they're kind of some stuff left in the kitty, so to speak. And so what's actually happening is, and I was overjoyed to read it, is that any money that's left after the funeral arrangements and everything else will go to the House of Mercy television and radio programs that he's been doing over the years. Had to stop, of course, over the last 12 months when he was too ill, but they will continue in one form or another with the funding that those people gave to help Barry to survive. Okay. Tyzak and Totora I saw in Scarborough, and they were wonderful. And it's if you're a big band, it's quite easy to get the crowd on their feet, clapping their hands, all that kind of stuff. When it's just two of you playing acoustically, it's much, much harder. But they had, I think, the third standing ovation of the weekend, just the two of them. And here they are in Burnham in the early part of this year, and off an album which is coming out very soon, with Six Strings Down.
Middle of the night, six strings down on a heaven-bound flight. Got a big strap guitar on his back, ain't gonna cut the angels no slack. Heaven done called another blues stringer back home. Yeah, they call. See the voodoo child holding out his hand. I've been waiting on you, brother. Welcome to the band. Heaven fine singing. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, been listening to your playing. Heaven done called another blues stringer back home. Yeah, they called another blues stringer back home. Collins up there, Muddy and Lightning too, Albert King and Freddie playing the blues, T-Bone Walker, Guitar Slim, Little Son Jack and Frankie Lee Sims. Heaven done called another blues stringer back home. you're back home. Yep.
I'm alive be dead soon. I'm alive be dead soon. Nobody sees me, nobody sees me. Big black man got dark, dark eyes. Big, big man got dark, dark skin. Nobody sees me, nobody sees me. I'm alive, be dead soon. I'm alive, be dead soon. Thank you.
Alive, I'll Be Dead Soon. I was in the dentist listening on my earbuds, and Howling Dick was playing that track on his last show from, I think, March. And he said, that's Otis Taylor being Otis Taylor. And it is, but it's a fabulous album. Fantasizing on Being Black is the album. And there he was with 12 String Mile, and staying with the strings before that, Bent Isaac and Guy Tatora together from their forthcoming album, which is fabulous, called The Burnham Sessions and Six Strings Down. Here's a lady we've been championing for, where is it, 2011? 6 years. 6 years now. Her new album is fabulous. Here is a track from it, kind of remixed for the single, Jo Harmon and the Reformation. Jo Harmon and the Reformation, taken from her latest album, and that's the single remix of it, and it's not blues. The things we can't talk about in the Raven household, the number of categories is now growing all the time. We don't do religion with friends, we don't do politics, we don't do American politics, we don't do Brexit. And the list of things not to talk about now is becoming, we don't talk about the blues. There's been lots of discussion over the last 7 days in the Blues Foundation in America, rethinking how they have the voting in their Blues Challenge in January, every January in Memphis. And it's defining the blues and weighting the blues in that particular category. So the blues, how bluesy it is, will count for far more than the vocal talent or the stage presence or the originality. Is it blues? Multiplied by a factor of four. I'm a member of the board of the European Blues Union, and we are in the European Blues Union rethinking, or trying to rethink, how to make the whole competition fairer every year. Next year in Norway, in Hell. This year, as it was, the 10-day days ago, 2 weeks ago in Torita, not Torita, in Horsens in Denmark. And I'm also the treasurer of the UK Blues Federation, and we are looking at how we judge the blues for the challenge coming up at the Cavern Club in October. So lots of discussions about whether, you know, what is blues, and it's all down to individual taste, obviously. But I think Alan White, one of our board members of the UK Blues Federation, said this week he's got a blues friend who's been mad keen on blues all of his life, but counts nothing after 1955 as the blues. Has never heard Eric Clapton play Crossroads and never wants to. And when you've got people who say, well, I'm a blues fan and that's me, it makes life a lot more difficult. Subject to, therefore, Joe Harmon, was she blues? You could therefore say, is this man blues as well? Half Deaf Clutch.
Song on the whippoorwill as it echoes through the trees, a haunting song of tears. This hook's dying on its knees. Take a look out the window. Can you see God's crime? Thunder roars, lightning strikes from nearby. The whole of creation foretells the end of time. I see six crows in the dead of night, and I know they're watching me. I can hear their eerie call, omens of things that should not be. Take a look out the window. Can't see the sky's crime. Thunder roars, lightning strikes from nearby. The whole of creation foretells the end of time. Coffin lid. chiming through these empty rooms. Take a look out the window, can't see the skies crying. Thunder roars, lightning strikes from nearby.
heart is the fire. I can feel it in my bones. Your love is a fire, oh, in me. Your love is a fire. Everybody knows. Your love is a fire.
I sang a trilogy on The Raven and the Blues, three tracks side by side by Sondheim. And wasn't meant to be. It was a sudden change of plan halfway through Davy Knowles. First of all, you heard Half Deaf Clutch from Hull, Hull Blues, the album which will be released very soon, Forever Forward, in a kind of contemplative mood, really, a track called Omens. And that was followed by Davy Knowles with his new album 3 Miles from Avalon. He's starting a UK tour, a UK and European tour very soon, but I think we've lost him, basically. He left the UK and went to the States, and that's where he's resident now. And he's only done about 3 dates in the UK, then across into Europe, and that's a track from his album called Never Gonna Be the Same. And Davy Knowles is from the Isle of Man, and while he was playing, I thought, actually, Isle of Man, Harry Manx is from the Isle of Man too, even though he was relocated very young and grew up in Canada and lives in Salt Spring Island in Canada. And so I thought, why don't I just play Harry Manx? So I quickly pulled a track up and put that in as well, and there you heard probably the oldest track on the show, going back to 2009, I think it would be thereabouts, 8 years ago, the album Bread and Buddha. And Harry Manx with Love is the Fire. Okay, here's a guy I'm hoping to have live on the boat before too long. We spoke in Broadstairs and kind of made some vague plans, but like so many things in life, those vague plans have not yet come to fruition, but they will one day very soon. His name is Mike Ross. Here's a track from his last album, Jenny's Place, and Loved Another Woman.
We'll be right back.
Mike Ross from the album Jenny's Place and Loved Another Woman. It's all a bit scary. If you're a regular, you'll know I live on a houseboat on the River Thames beside Hampton Court, and that is on the main helicopter route out of London. You can't fly over a builder barrier unless you've got two engines, and so all the helicopters had routed over the parks and over our houseboat here. And so I'm kind of used to helicopters flying over. When the big army Chinooks fly, the great big, or the RAF Chinooks, the twin bladed thingies there, you can tell what they're carrying, not what they're carrying, you can tell how heavy they are by the noise they're making. I mention this because during that track by Mike Ross, there must have been five or six Apache helicopters flew over heading south. I think war's been declared or something. I'm not quite sure what's going on. Let's hope everybody's safe. Okay, where am I going to now? A track which is... every week I get a handful of tracks sent to me via email, and if they're correctly identified, it's great. I can play them, but often they're not identified. I'll give you an example. Here is something which came this week, and I've loaded it up, and I've got no idea who it came from. Oh, look, here it is. Okay, so far, yeah, it's good. It's called All Right, I know that. All Right MP3. And now, we need some vocals. Yeah. Yeah, we don't know who it is. That's the problem. So let's play something we do know who it is. Detroit Blues, Jaka Rissanen and the Sons of the Desert. We'll be right back. Mickey Bjorkov sent that to me this week. Very interesting. Jaakko Rissanen, who's been around a while, and the Sons of the Desert from Finland, the album called Hybrid Soul, about to be released, and that's called Detroit Blues. It's amazing. When you think Finland, it's a very small country. It has a population, I think, of 10 million or something, up in the north of the Scandinavian countries in the Baltic. And yet it turns out so much amazing blues. Eija Litinen, of course, we know. Mickey Bjorkoff and so many other bands. And they're a really strong blues fraternity in Finland. And that is, as I say, I think it's brand new. And Mickey sent it to me this week. From Finland, we move down to Belgium. And Mark Lelong, his album about to be released called Lost in the Blues, and this is called Send My Body to Bourbon Street. What a great idea.
Oh, mama, I think that you were right. Life is that woman's justified. And daddy, I can't remember well when you said, son, you're bound to hell. She's doing me all the harm she can, and that's much more than I can stand. She's sleeping with every friend of mine, and that's enough to make a good man cry. There's just one thing that I'm asking my children, it's if I die and don't go to heaven, send my body to Bourbon Street down in the French Quarter of New Orleans. My bank notes are never big enough. I think that's why she gets so rough. It's easy to see without looking too far that you can't keep your wife while playing your guitar. There's just one thing that I'm asking my children, it's if I die and don't go to heaven, send my body to Bourbon Street down in the French Quarter of New Orleans. Was it something I should have said or done before all this mess had begun? But baby, while you're having your fun, I'm searching for you with my gun. There's just one thing that I'm asking my children, it's if I die and don't go to heaven, send my body to Bourbon Street down in the French Quarter of New Orleans. Send my body to Bourbon Street down in the French Quarter of New Orleans. Send my body to Bourbon Street down in the French Quarter of New Orleans.
I think we know where he wants to go. Mark Lelong, Lost in the Blues. Send my body to Bourbon Street. Okay, that's it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Email address, if you want to email me, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. If you're going to send me some MP3 files of your work, I'd love to receive them, but please ensure they're properly tagged, otherwise they get 30 seconds of play like that other one did. And if you don't know what I'm talking about and you're a musician, you really should. If you're good at playing the guitar or the drums or vocals or whatever it is you do as a musician, and you want to get your music out to a big audience, you've got to learn other things like ID3 tags, ID3. Look it up, there is bits on YouTube of how to do it. If you want a musician that just like the blues, you needn't worry. Website, ravenblues.co.uk, or even easier, www.raven.dj. There you'll find links to all the artists, a chance to go back over 12 years of radio shows, all that kind of stuff. Let's close with Big Bill Morganfield. His album came out towards the end of last year, Bloodstains on the Wall. This is a track called I Don't Know Why. Have a great 7 days. Thanks for giving me an hour of your time. I do appreciate it, and I'll talk to you in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven, bye-bye. World War Number 2.